Hi, welcome to Melanin Movies and Tea. We're your hosts, Deanna
and Sienna.
And today we're doing
Get the hell out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Okay.
Get out! Get out!
Woo! So this movie, Get Out, is about a guy named Chris who is dating a white woman named Rose. And he comes to her family house for the weekend and is subject to a lot of unwanted attention at their together party, which is pretty much the premise of this movie, like where it's at. So.
Oh.
Not bad. Hey, Nielsen. So, is it true? Is it better?
Wow.
Who is your favorite characters in this movie?
Everybody just does stuff. Rose is obviously really weird and creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I was screaming at him. Yes, he was smart most of the movie, but there's times where he was not
that smart.
Doing things that I wanted him to do.
Yeah.
For one, not leaving Rose right at her family. Why did he think that she wasn't in on it?
Why didn't he think?
Yeah. Because I would have been suspicious of everybody. I don't care if she's my girlfriend. But if her family is doing some weird hypnotizing slave auction type stuff, you don't think she's in on it? Now, you can say, well, she might be different from her parents. But mm-hmm. You also got to think, she was raised by them people. She grew up with this. She's acting like everything is normal, kind of. Certain times where she comments on how stuff is so weird, but it doesn't seem genuine.
Yeah.
And then she was getting upset when he wanted to leave without her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably where he folded.
Yeah.
And I forgot Chris' friend name, but he was hilarious throughout the entire movie. And I wasn't expecting him to be relevant. And he came out pretty relevant.
Yes,
so
very relevant.
He might be my favorite character just because he was like the smartest character. The way he figured that out all on his own,
mm-hmm.
It was smart. Up. Who's your favorite character?
Mine is the one who screams, get out.
Get out. Sorry, man.
Okay.
Get out!
Yo!
Yeah!
Yo, chill, man.
Get out!
Chill!
Yeah, chill, man! Chill!
He's my favorite because I just love that scene and I like the actor. And, like, I don't know, like, it's just great. And I love Chris, too, though, because, like, I don't know, like, usually main characters in, like, horror movies, they're a little bit weird. Not weird, but, like, annoying sometimes. But Chris, he's cool. And, yeah, I like him. Okay. I don't like everyone else. Well, no, I like the friend, too. And, yeah, that's it, for real.
Rose's brother is insane.
Something's wrong with him before the racism
and
everything.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw the way he was acting during dinner, that would have been my cue to go.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when we was in a store and I immediately walked out when I heard them people arguing? I am always gone.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to put me in your conflict. Like, the whole family's being weird. They was offering to get him hypnotized so he doesn't smoke. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, y'all weird.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been thrown off. And I would have wanted to go home immediately. I would have wanted to go home as soon as that deer hit us.
Yeah.
That was the first sign. I would have been like, that's God telling me not to go here. Because there's no way that just randomly happened.
Yeah, it was random.
I just do not like conflict.
Yeah.
I will stay in my corner every time.
I don't like conflict, but I like when it involves other people because, like, it's entertaining. But not with me, though, because, like,
you're like,
you
know, a neutral
I'm unproblematic.
Evil.
I'm a who?
You're a neutral evil. I was expecting y'all to walk out with me, because I was like, let's go to CVS instead.
No, bro, I needed to see what they was talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly, like, why would y'all walk in there? Anything could have happened.
Okay, honestly, like, he was a big black man.
I didn't know he was black. I really thought it was a white man screaming.
But it was just, like, I just wanted to know, because it seemed like, I don't know, that the girl was getting yelled at for something. I don't know. But she's cool.
I was, like, so ready to go to CVS. I was like, all right, we shouldn't be here. And then y'all was all just in the store. I was like, now, we in America. We can't just be.
That's true, though. If you just pulled out a gun, I think we'd be done for. Like, you can run, though, but we're a little bit done. What do you feel about the people that were hypnotized, you know, like the maid and the guy that was running or like farming, whatever he was doing on the side outside.
Oh, they were so creepy.
Yeah.
It was so weird. That would have put me off too, because you're staying and they have these weird black people. Everybody on this land is weird. And yes. You're still here. I would have been gone, especially if I saw him running after me. I would have been like, okay. But maybe this is just me because I grew up as an African-American woman. I was taught how to dodge certain situations. Mm-hmm. And, like, my intuition is always booming.
Yeah.
My mom always says to follow my gut because usually I am correct when I'm, like, I'm not feeling this place.
Mm-hmm.
And so we leave. Like, my mom was never one of those people who forced me to be somewhere. If I didn't want to be there, I didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And except for school. Because I'm legally obligated to be here.
Yeah. Like, anyway. Anyway, I think the people are very creepy.
Yeah, they're
because
really
that
creepy.
Maid girl, I don't know, so like, when he said that he was uncomfortable around white people, she was like, no. I was like, that's
not I never so knew where detailed. That meme came from until I saw it. I'm like.
No.
Like, that was too creepy. Oh, I love the actor, though. She's good at scary
she
movies.
Is. When he hit her with that car and her scar was revealed, That was insane.
Yeah.
I don't know how she did. She was tweaking the whole movie. And then he got the dude. He got the dude
out of his
hypnosis, but he still killed himself. That made me so mad.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you do that? But I guess the trauma, he just probably didn't want to live in his body anymore.
Yeah, that was a long time.
Yeah, who knows how long they've been in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of sad because we don't know what happened to Georgina.
Yeah.
Did she die?
Who, the one in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did die. Okay.
She died after they crashed because she was tweaking out after she woke back up and made him crash and she died.
Okay. And then Rose. I don't know. That scene of her eating the Fruit Loops with just the milk, funny. That was so weird. And then there was like a time where she had a blank stare and she was just talking monotone.
After she was, like, crying about her keys?
Yeah.
That ate, I'm not gonna lie. Like, no, she kinda ate that up.
Because why wouldn't you grab the keys beforehand? There is so much going on in this movie in the last couple of parts. And that's crazy that Cotton really saved him. Yeah. Like, that's insane.
He ate that.
The grandpa, we only assume he's dead.
What grandpa?
The grandpa they was doing the brain surgery on. They was about to transport his brain into Chris.
Oh, yeah, he probably dead.
And then Jeremy, he's definitely dead.
Yeah, he killed him.
The dad probably died in a fire or something.
The dad died.
Oh, wait, no, he got stabbed by the antlers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, doesn't remember any of the people died.
I don't know why. I, like, blinked it all out. I probably wasn't even paying attention.
No, the whole family died.
Oh, okay.
Like,
the fight between the mom and Chris was, it gave me so much anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if she taps him again, we're done.
He tapped out.
We're done. He's done.
Yeah.
I would have never survived.
Yeah, I think
I have, like, no physical strength.
Me personally, I don't think I'd be ever in this situation because I don't even like going to, like, family's houses anyway. How does this, like, change your perspective on white people in a respective manner?
Okay, they're already pretty scary because I'm like, what if I'm going to get hate crime just randomly in the street?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have bad experiences with people.
Yeah,
because we live in the South.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have those experiences no matter how modern our city is.
Yeah,
there are still people who are very rude and mean to black people just because we're black and minding our own black business. I remember the trend on TikTok, when you're black, you're never alone because there's always a white person in your business.
That.
I used to love those videos because they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It really made me think, like, I need to have my guard up all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Because anybody can just switch on you at any moment. Don't trust nobody too deeply. it's, I mean, I would do that with anybody. I wouldn't want to just eat anybody's food. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, like, with you, we're close friends. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like you would try to kill me quite yet. It's just baffling to think that there's probably people out here doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the sex trafficking. My biggest fear is getting kidnapped. I'm not going to lie.
Same. Same.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I think I just accept my fate and die, bro.
No, like, I would just be die. Like, just kill me. Cause right. No. I
have to go. Because even after you come back, like, the trauma and everything. Yeah. Like, of course you can get through, but it's just hard.
And there's not that many people who come back. Mm-hmm. And that's the scary part. And I'm, you know, I'm the only child, so I'm like,
yeah, that's yeah, being kidnapped is just so scary, like.
And then think about the people who don't have people looking for them. That's so right. sad. And then they usually, like, stop the search party after 48 hours. Mm-hmm. So if you're not found within 2 days, or probably even an hour, you're done for.
Yeah, unless they, you know how, like, some people, like, there's movies I've been watching. I've been watching a bunch of kidnapping movies recently, I'm not gonna lie. Or, like,
no, because my mom has always think I'm getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
She watches First 48, like, her life depends on it.
Let's start talking about how you think Jordan Peele's movies, like, affect the Black community.
Oh, they make you think.
Right.
They will make you think about everything. Conspiracy theories, they love him.
He is the conspiracy theorist.
I've watched an interview of him, like, answering questions about...
Get out!
From Reddit, which is, like, the worst place ever. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because everybody... like, it would be, like, they put in parentheses, take a hit from a blunt. What if Rose removed the Fruit Loops from the milk to separate the colored from the white? And Jordan Peele, he was like, put it down. Yes, she does that because she's a psychopath.
Yes.
That whole family is so weird. Us also put a lot of fear in my body.
Us? I went to watch in the theaters and I was too. Younger, I guess, and it was so scary.
Just the thought of me having a doppelganger.
Oh my god, I would not stop thinking about that when it came out.
It scared me. Like, what if they just tried to come kill me like they did in that movie? What am I supposed to do with myself?
I think I just... Well, it's me, actually, so, like, maybe I could fight her, but she might kill
me. I don't want to fight.
You don't want to fight yourself?
No, I don't want to fight anybody. I don't fight Isu. You're not catching hands with me. You're catching cases. I'm dead serious.
You're done.
I'm dead serious. You're done. Somebody can lay a finger on me, and I'm suing you for emotional damage and the little bruise I got from your finger.
Yes.
Your little dirt. Nope wasn't really a thinking movie. It was just a thriller, pretty much.
It was like, was it not about aliens, though?
Yes, it was about aliens, and we already know those things exist.
Yeah, I think.
But Jordan Peele movies, even though there's only three, somehow his movies are all around the culture. Mm-hmm. And I think it affects every Black person that watches it.
Yeah.
Because...
Especially Get Out.
Because it was, in 2016... Was it
2017?
2018.
Late 2010s.
When it dropped, it was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wasn't old enough to go watch it. And my parents, I don't think they were into it. I don't think I was into horror.
Me either.
I think I was turned off by the trailer.
I think I was more scared as a younger person. But, like the end of middle school, maybe, I was, like, more very horror obsessed.
Yeah, I think now that we're older, if he came out with another movie, we'd go see it. He is coming out with one, right?
I mean, yeah, he produces it, the Monkey Man movie. But I don't know if it's, like, technically his. Like, he didn't direct it,
He didn't direct it. Oh.
But it looks kind of good. I think I'm going to see it.
I don't think I'm going to see a movie called The Monkey Man.
Okay. It's a little bit interesting. He wear a little monkey mask, but, like...
Oh, so it's another horror?
Nah. Oh. I think it's an action movie, low-key, because they're fighting in the trailer.
You know horror. I love
action. Okay, well, I'm not supposed to know. Did I read the whole description on this movie? Like, all I did was watch a trailer, and I didn't even pay attention for real. I watched a trailer with you, or I turned it on at least.
I probably wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
That was me.
Anyway, let's talk about the plot twist of, even though, like, we already talked about it low-key, but, like, the plot twist of Rose being a psycho with her family and turning white people into black people, or putting white people's brains into black people. Because that's just kind of weird to me.
I kind of wasn't surprised. When I saw the family was doing all this weird stuff, I was like, mm-hmm. She's in on it. Yeah. I was thinking that to myself. I was like, every time she popped up when he was in that thing, I was like, run. Mm-hmm. Don't take her. I don't, like, she looked crazy to me, honestly, the entire movie. I was like, she just had this insane look in her eye.
Yeah.
No offense to the actor, because she's actually really pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty. She just scares me, and everything else I see her and all I think about is Rose. I'm like,
oh. Because she was in Megan, too.
Yes, I love that movie. I don't care what y'all say, that movie was kind of good.
And it was just, like, there was always something off, and I think that's what he was going for. There was always something off about Rose. Mm-hmm. And she was trying too hard to appeal to Chris, you know, by being liberal and mm-hmm. defending him against the police. But the real reason why she didn't want him to scan his ID is because then people would know where he is. Mm-hmm. And that's something I noticed after I watched the movie. I was thinking about it. I was like, she wasn't trying to help him at all.
Yeah.
She was just trying to get him all up in there. Like, why would you take him? I would have been questioning her. Because you took him to your parents' house on a weekend. You know they have every year mm-hmm. where a whole bunch of white people come over. And they're over here analyzing Chris. There were so many weird questions they was asking him. It was like this one girl that asked him if...
Oh.
Not bad. Hey, Nielsen. So, is it true? Is it better?
And it was very off-putting. I would have went home after that.
Yeah.
There are so many times where Chris just stood there and took stuff, and I would have went home.
But now the pendulum is swung back. Black is in fashion.
I'm never going to be uncomfortable in a space, because if I'm not uncomfortable, I'm leaving.
Yeah, same. I think I just... Him and Rose, like, walked up the stairs, and everybody was just staring. Like, that was, like,
that was
creepy.
Weird. Also... I would have took old buddy's advice. Also, I didn't realize that was him. Because in the beginning of the movie, he had like a beard or something.
He looked a lot better.
He looked a lot different.
The white guy shaped him up or something.
And then when he got kidnapped, I'm like... Also, that Run Rabbit song is absolutely horrifying.
What Run Rabbit song?
The song they was playing at the beginning of the movie when they kidnapped him.
I don't remember that. All I remember is him being freaking kidnapped and stuffed in a car.
Anyways, it's like this old-timey 1920s song, and it's literally just them saying Run Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's creepy. It's really creepy, and it scared me because when he turned around and the dude wasn't there and the door was just open, that was the song that was playing. I was like... Run.
Mm-hmm.
And when we see him again, I didn't realize that was him. Because, for one, the first scene was in the dark.
Yeah.
And then when we saw him again, I'm like, who is this? And I'm like, what happened to the first dude? I never realized that was him until I actually looked him up.
When we see him again, I'm like, why are you with that woman? She looks 30 years older than you.
Yeah, that was really weird. And just the way that Chris walked up to him, like, finally another black person. And he was like, he told the lady... Immediately afterwards, I was like,
like,
I need to go home. I would be so embarrassed. I'm literally going
exactly.
home.
Exactly. I would be like, why are you telling her that? She's not even black. Like, it's usually between you and me.
You just ruined my comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cringed so hard when he took that picture and it was on flash. I was like,
bruh.
I was like, why would you do that? Like, literally my stomach.
It was
stomach.
So embarrassing, bruh. But then he was tweaking out and then it just ate
but
up.
But it happened for a reason.
Yes.
And... His eyes, like,
now you
changed.
Can see him leaving, bruh.
You could see him taking control again. And his nose started bleeding. That was so weird. And I don't know why. Like, it was horrifying. It was probably terrible for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to save him instead of himself, which is...
My question is why say... I mean, I get saying get out, but dang, like, say a little bit more words. Like, he's not dumb.
Like, help. Like, exactly. Help would have been better.
I know he can speak a little bit, because the other guy could speak when he was like, give me the gun. So, like,
we never found out what happened to him. That's so sad. The fact that he was trying to save Chris instead of himself was actually really heroic.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I don't know what I would do. Like, I'm thinking, like, would I just dart out of there?
I would I'll run.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe I'll actually, take him with
me. Maybe I'll pretend to still be okay and be like, ooh, my nose is bleeding. And then I'll grab Chris, like, here, come, let's go talk, get in the car, and we're gone.
Yeah.
But that's just what we think we're going to do. If we was actually in that situation, we wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do. I think I'd just start tweaking out.
Yeah, I'd probably be tweaking too. But the other dude was really calm and collected.
Here she is. One of a kind. Top of the line. A real doggone keeper.
Yeah, because he knew. He knew. Was thinking.
He probably was like really...
I mean, he's probably watching. Oh, wait. Do they watch or they just... No, they're just falling. But they can still see.
They could, yeah, they're watching still. And it's just so weird. Mm-hmm. It's so odd. That movie is just really odd. Good. The directing and the acting was really good. This is our second Daniel... whatever his last name is.
Kaluuya something.
I keep saying Kaluuya, but I feel like that's how you say
that's
it.
That's not it.
so sorry for butchering your name. But this is our second movie where we talked about him. And the third one would be the Black Panther.
We haven't done that yet?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. He on all these movies.
Yeah,
that
he's in
about.
A lot of movies.
He changing lives.
I didn't even realize he was in Black Panther until I was looking at his picture. I was like, he looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I mainly remember seeing him from Get Out, and he's also in Nope.
Yeah, I think they just love him over there.
He's a good actor. He's a really good actor.
Sometimes
he does act a bit of the same in those movies. Like
he's always like the smart main.
He's always
character.
Like smart and calm and quiet. Mm-hmm. But at least with Hobie, we get a bit of range with him. So I hope we do get to see a lot more of him being a character. So more voice acting would definitely do him well. He's obviously a good character in every movie he's in. But I feel like Hobie, he's more alive. I feel like he had fun with that movie. You can tell he had really good fun with that.
He's more alive because like it's a kids movie and like the other ones
it's
like...
not really a kids movie.
So we've already talked about how we love Daniel Kaluuya, whatever, however you say his last name, because he's like the best and he's in all these movies that, you know, have something to do with Black people. Like, he's just helping us out for... So let's talk about the two endings that they made. Like the one where he survives, well, not survives and dies, but like where he's seeing his friend in the cop car, he has a happily ever, well, probably not a happily ever after, but then the other one where he goes to jail.
Wait,
or gets arrested.
There's two endings?
What you mean there's two? Yes, there's two endings. We literally talked.
I do not remember there being two
endings. Okay, one ending is that the cops come and they see him choking the girl out, and obviously they're going to believe the girl because she's saying help, and it looks pretty bad, honestly, and he gets arrested. And then the other one is his friend is in the cop car.
Okay, I've seen that
one. He gets to go home.
Okay, well, since I did not know about the second part, that's bullshit.
Exactly, that's why they changed it.
Okay.
Or no, they had a test audience, and they changed it because the people thought that Chris deserved better, and he did, and that's why they changed it, and it ate up.
The first one, I was actually so scared he's going to get arrested. I was like, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
After all that, he gets arrested, but at least he gets to go home.
Tell his story. Maybe he'll save the...
I don't think he'll tell the story. But that kind of worries me, too, because his fingerprints is all over the gun, the rose, his DNA probably all over the house that's burning in the land.
Yeah, I'm like, what, are they gonna believe him?
And then he left his car. Well, that wasn't his car, that was the girl's car, but his stuff is in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where his phone is, to be honest. They probably confiscated it. All of the evidence points to Chris, and nobody is going to believe that Dave was trying to hurt him.
They still have the Lakeith Stanfield, whoever, whatever his character's name, like...
They didn't believe him when they was telling them about...
Yeah, but that's because they didn't see him in real life. Like, if they find him, it could be a different story. And, like, snap him back into reality.
That's interesting for debate.
Yeah.
Because I personally think, in real life, Chris is going to jail regardless. He's going to jail. They are going to snatch that man off the street so fast. The blood won't even hit the floor yet. It's a white family that is now murdered.
Mm-hmm. He did murder all of them. But,
house is burnt down. There's another black man that's dead. And then another black woman that's dead. They're going to call him a serial killer. And yes, his story can be, okay, this was my girlfriend and their family tried to sell me to a bunch of white people. And then you have the other white people, they're probably going to try to get him arrested. Mm-hmm. They're going to testify against him. And his only alibi is his friend who was looking for him. maybe the officers would come forth and be like, he was missing, but that he could have been missing because he was busy murdering people. We don't know what side they might be on.
Yeah. At least his friend was like a cop.
His friend is from TSA. So yeah.
He could help him out, maybe, with all the other cops, even though they laughed at him. But
he
like, you know,
just needs a really good lawyer. So, in real life, he's out of here.
Yeah.
He's in jail either way. But it's a movie. Movie magic.
I have faith for him.
Yeah, faith.
I'm going to support his story if he ever comes out. Yes.
I feel like that would be something that would go viral, like, on the news. If Chris really got arrested. There would be, like, a whole public debate. Of course, the white people would win because they're white people. We all be... There'd be, like, a free Chris movement.
This topic right here, how the deer represents his mom.
Oh, yes. I remember because I told you this.
Yes.
So... In an interview, because I watch those, Jordan Peele explains that the deer is parallel to how Chris watched the deer die, and he sat and did nothing when his mom was dying on the street, which is not his fault, because he was a child in the house, and he probably thought his mom was stuck in traffic or something.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, you don't really think too deeply about what your parents are doing when they're not with you. But he was a child.
Yeah, he was a child.
He couldn't understand. And the fact that they make him feel bad for that is actually trifling.
I think the deer, like me personally, if I see a deer dead... Oh, it reminds me of the Talk to Me movie. Like, they hit a deer and they're like, call the ambulance or call the police. The kid is like, I'm like, but it's just a deer for real. Like, me personally, if I see a deer dead, it's going to have to die. Like, I'm sorry,
but why
are you in the
street? I mean, if it hits your car, you have to make an insurance claim.
I guess. But he was just being dramatic. I guess it's not being dramatic. They hit a deer. But, like, dang. Or it wasn't a deer. It was a kangaroo because it was in Australia. You know, they got weird animals. They got, like, the weirdest animals over there. Like, I think they have... mutants over there.
But the deer was supposed to represent the mom, and he comes back and help him at the end of the movie anyways.
Oh, what?
The deer.
Oh, so he can kill the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all
symbolic.
Yeah, symbolic.
Yeah. He ate that up.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
I had faith in him.
I hope I could eat up my book like that. By the way, it's called Her Majesty Gloria. It is on Amazon for $15.99.
Yeah, go to Amazon. We don't have a link to link, but...
Could we put it in the description?
Maybe.
No, probably not. It probably won't be clickable. But y'all can look it up.
Most of our topics are pretty much covered. What's your opinion on that white people, like, they chose... Or the white people in the movie, like, they chose to... mainly hypnotize us, or just like everyone they hypnotized was black because of their bodies and like the genes that they have.
It's crazy because they're doing athletes, people who are strong, because apparently we have the physical attributes. The dude who was running, he was probably like a track runner or something. And they got him. And if you notice, when Rose was eating her colored cereal, she was looking up athletes basketball players.
I remember that.
And that's also the reason why they didn't want Chris to smoke. They didn't want him to ruin his body.
And like how the guy wanted his eyes because he had good eyes. And that's all black people don't have good eyes though. Because
what if he had glasses? What are you gonna do?
I think it's interesting though that like they would choose us. I mean, it's kind of a compliment for real. Like, thanks, guys.
Let's not.
Like, dang, y'all really think we cool like that.
Yeah, that's horrifying. I have nothing to give. My joints hurt right now. So we're safe because I got broken joints. Like, I moved my leg this morning and it popped.
I have just problems. Like, you wouldn't know when you should have this.
I mean, you're pretty, so they might get you.
No.
Yeah.
The people that they got weren't that pretty. No offense.
Georgina was pretty.
Maybe she was pretty before.
She was pretty before. But
style was different.
But the way they made her look like a slave was not.
Yeah, she looked a little... Oh, you know when, like, she took out all the pictures and stuff? And
yeah, she had, like, a little afro. She was cute.
I could never see her with that guy running, though. Like, he looked a lot older than her. But you know how she dated him?
Oh, yeah, she did date him.
Dang, she dated everybody.
They haven't got any females besides Georgina. So it seems like they only needed a grandma. Bro, the way they was like, oh, we keep a piece of her in the kitchen. And Georgina was standing right there. That was actually insane.
Yeah, that's great.
That was good direction, though. Jordan Peele ate.
Don't take as much woman because, like, men, they just die faster.
What?
Men die faster than women.
What are you talking about?
Like, the need for them to take women is less because men die faster than women.
Okay.
More likely, because their age span isn't as big as that. Like, the oldest person is definitely a woman, if I looked it up, for real. Like, I'm pretty sure it was. Because, like, men,
because men don't go to the doctor.
They deteriorate faster than that.
Also, they're expected to do a lot more physical work with their body.
Yeah. So bad. Too bad. So sad.
The stereotypes is crazy. That was weird.
If we rate how scary you think it is.
I mean, like, in the movie, it wasn't that scary, but, like, thinking about it in my mind, it was scary, so 5?
I'm gonna rate it. Usually scary movies are, like, I'm not really scared of them necessarily. It's just I think about them, I guess, but it's not really scary, so I'll... But it's scary, though. I mean,
yeah,
I'll give it, like, a 6 or 7. And then let's rate the movie in general.
Oh, that's a 20 out of 10 right there.
That's a 1000 out of 10 right there.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
Yes, I think that's his best. I think that's the one
that
I like
was
the
his
most.
Best movie. Yeah, and it was his debut. That was so cool. That's like talented. That gave him a lot of money, I'm sure.
Yeah, gave him a lot of street cred, I'm sure.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have. Yes. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you enjoyed, please subscribe and like and comment down below which next one we should do.
What is our next one? Do we have a plan?
Black Panther.
Black Panther is our Woo! Next one. Yes. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Bye.